The bromance about killing Kim Jong-un will be shown on Christmas Day after all, at least in a few hundred independent theaters. Sony had announced it was pulling the movie after the company was hacked, the government believes, by North Korea. NPR's Elise Hu explores the interview's journey from major Hollywood release to art house film.
It's weird to even say this, but The Interview is the Seth Rogen comedy at the center of a geopolitical tussle. In the satirical film, Rogen and James Franco play tabloid journalists who land an interview with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. The CIA hires the men to kill Kim.
The CIA would love it if you could take him out.
Hmm? Like for drinks?
Like to dinner?
Take him out of the town?
No, take him out.
The reaction to this film from one of the most cut-off countries on Earth and its dictator came swiftly. North Korea went to the UN trying to get the film banned. In November came the hack the FBI links to North Korea, the breach of Sony Pictures Entertainment, the studio behind the film, and subsequent threats invoking a 9/11-style attack if the movie came out, led the major theater chains to say they wouldn't show it. When Sony pulled the film from release last week, President Barack Obama joined a chorus of Americans expressing disappointment.
We cannot have a society in which some dictator someplace can start imposing censorship here in the United States.
Then, just 48 hours before its original opening day, Sony changed its mind. It uncanceled The Interview after independent theater operators started an online petition to show the film. Hadrian Belove is executive director of the Cine Family, a nonprofit cinema in Los Angeles that will show the movie.
It's kind of classic little guy stuff that we support. I think it's really important that there's small places that can take a stand.
Now it is the little guys, over 200 theaters, that get to run a big-budget film originally set for broad release. The Atlanta's Plaza Theater is among them. So is the Austin-based Alamo Drafthouse chain. Tim League is the Drafthouse CEO.
Tickets were going really well. I expect there's a lot of demand. I think there's a lot of people who wouldn't normally go see a Seth Rogen, James Franco movie that want to do it just as a support for freedom of expression.
It makes sense that Alamo Drafthouse and independent theaters like it will brave the terror threats and show The Interview. They're known for their personality, hosting sing-alongs, themed screenings, complete with food and cocktails, and embodying defiant American attitudes, as League says in this promo.
The Alamo is not your average everyday movie theater.
The more everyday movie theaters, mega chains like Regal, are still opting out, which means Sony could still take a loss on The Interview. But in a strange way, this big studio comedy now takes on an art house quality. CineFamily's Hadrian Belove.
It's become in many ways a protest film, which is unusual and probably not intended.
The Alamo's Tim League.
It's strange that it's morphed into having an identity like an art house film. I think a lot of these art house film theaters across the country have a strong track record of showing films that have a political message or there's some controversy or even protests associated with them. And oddly enough, this wacky Seth Rogen comedy now falls firmly into art house territory in my book.
In the ever-twisting tale of bringing this film to audiences, its unconventional release is only one of its stranger elements. Elise Hu, NPR News, Washington.